This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, her injury is not my fault. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am dating a cheater, and he just asked me to marry him, and I was thinking of saying yes, but then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me.
Damn. What?
That's a lie right there. That's the opening, okay? In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car, naked from the waist down, and a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pulling up. I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep just to scare a criminal away. When the gun went off, she got scared and fell like she had been shot. I thought it was funny, and so did my boyfriend. I took my boyfriend's pants and his car keys, and he called the police on me. Witnesses said I fired a gun, so after examining my air gun, the policeman issued a fine, and I went and paid it the next day. I wasn't worried about the side chick because my man was on his best behavior and stuck to me like glue. He spoiled me for Christmas, and I got 3 rings to choose from. When he asked me to marry him, I was still trying to play hard to get, and I hadn't said yes yet to his proposal. I planned to marry him, but now I have to deal with being sued by the side chick that fell in the parking lot. She pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and had a gash on her leg and needed stitches. She didn't have insurance, so she's suing me for $2,100 for her trip to the ER that night. I am not responsible for her injuries. I think that my boyfriend is responsible and she should sue him instead. This has created a major conflict in our relationship. He wants me to pay it so we can get on with our lives. He won't even give me half of the money. If it wasn't for him cheating, she never would have fallen in that parking lot. Should my boyfriend pay up or is this all my fault? Okay, the simple answer is yes, he should pay. His side chick, his responsibility. All right, that's the quick answer. But the real problem here is, why are you even considering marrying this man? Why? Why are you guys together? What is going on here? I don't get it. A man you yourself described in the first paragraph of this letter as a cheater. You caught him, I mean, literally with his pants down in the parking lot. You saw the side chick running away and you shot at her. What in the hot ghetto mess is going on here? What are you guys doing? This relationship is a disaster waiting to happen. And stuff has already happened that should make you turn away. And please don't waste your time or your money getting married to this man, because it's only going to end in divorce. All right. It's a hard no for me. Steve?
This is an episode of 48 Hours. This is an episode of Dateline. This is an episode of American Greed.
This is
an episode of this. This is not even a strawberry letter. I don't remember a letter with this level of criminal activity in it. Y'all, as I'm reading the letter, this is what I'm hearing. So let's go. I'm dating a cheater, and he's asked me to marry him, and I'm thinking about saying yes. Let's just stop right here.
What? Yeah.
Let's just pump the brakes right here. Let me read this to you again. I'm dating a cheater, and he asked me to marry him, and I'm thinking about saying yes. And right after this, we off to the races. Yes. This letter right here is one I-be-damn statement after the next, because I just don't even understand. I'm dating a cheater, he asked me to marry him, I'm thinking about saying yes. And we're off to the races. Next line. But then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Let's stop right here. What? That in this letter, there's nowhere to breathe in this letter. This letter is packed with incredible ass information. I was thinking about saying yes, but then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Then she tried to calm it down. In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car. This is the most rest you get in this letter with this line right here. I found my man on the side of the building in his car. Most people in their lifetime have been on the side of a building in a car. So that's nothing alarming. We've all been in our car on the side of a building. That's the only rest moment in this letter. Here we go, back to crazy. Naked from the waist down. And a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pull it up. What the hell is going on in this damn letter? And it don't stop there. Next line. I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep to scare a criminal away. What? You shot at this woman? You call it a warning shot. That's, you know, when you go to court, that's actually called attempted. Yeah.
You ain't no cop.
I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep to scare a criminal away.
Hang on.
Oh, when I come back, I can't. We gonna get back into it, because this is the most what the hell going on letter I've ever read.
It really is. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, her injury is not my fault. We'll get back into it right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, okay. Her injury okay. is not my fault.
Listen to me. Like I said, this is the most what the hell going on letter I've ever read. I'd like the crew to join in with me on this. Every time I say ding, I want y'all to say, what the hell?
Okay.
I'm going to say ding, and y'all just say, what the hell? So y'all can understand how I read this letter. Ready? Mm-hmm. Steve and Shirley, I'm dating a cheater. He asked me to marry him, and I was thinking about saying yes. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell?
In November. But then one of his side chicks pressed charges against me. Ding.
What the hell?
In November, I found my man on the side of a building in his car, naked from the waist down, and a woman was running across the parking lot away from his car because she saw me pulling up. Ding.
What the hell?
That was my favorite line.
I fired a warning shot with an air gun that I keep just in case to scare a criminal away. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell?
When the gun went off, she got scared and fell. Ding.
What the hell?
I know why she fell, because she thought she was shot. I know exactly why she fell. Like she had been shot. I thought it was funny, and so did my boyfriend. Ding!
What the hell?
What do you mean you thought it was funny, and so did your boyfriend? Well, after y'all thought that was funny, I took my boyfriend's pants and his car keys. He called the police on me. Ding.
What the hell?
What the hell is happening here? Wait a minute, man. A minute ago, you fired a shot. She fell. You thought it was funny, and the boyfriend thought it was funny. But after you took his pants and the car keys, your boyfriend, called the police on you. Okay, I don't need y'all's help no more. I think y'all understand what this letter's about. Let me take it from here. Witnesses, I'll be damned. Witnesses said I fired a gun. So after examining my air gun, the policeman issued a fine, and I went and paid it the next day. Okay, do you understand what's happening here? Witnesses said I fired a gun. You told us you fired a gun.
Yes. Dog,
lady, you wrote in this letter that you fired a gun. You can quit talking to us about what the hell the witnesses said. You confessed. Confessions carry a lot of weight in court, baby. You ain't really need no Western. You really don't need too many witnesses once you say I did it. Okay, I went and paid it the next day. I wasn't worried about the side chick because my man was on his best behavior and stuck to me like glue. What? You're not worried about this side chick because your man was on his best behavior and stuck to my side like glue.
Oh,
what?
Goodness.
He spoiled me for Christmas, and I got three wings to choose from when he asked me to marry him. Lady, you got three what rings to choose from? Ain't no man got money for three engagement rings. Unless ain't there one of them real.
There you go.
You got three Zirconians. When he asked me to marry him, I was still trying to play hard to get, and I hadn't said yes yet to his proposal. I'm planning to marry him, but now I got to deal with being sued by the side chick that fell in the parking lot. You're talking about the lady you shot at? That one right there? That fell in the parking lot. She pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and had a gash on her leg and needed stitches. Ain't this the same girl you and your boyfriend was laughing at before you took his car keys and pants and then he called the police? This was the same chick y'all was laughing at. Now, she done pulled a muscle, sprained her ankle, and got some stitches. She didn't have insurance. Oh, I know that. Y'all don't sound like insurance type people. She didn't have insurance. Which one of her insurances would she call? You can't call your life insurance people about this. Can't call your homeowner's insurance people about this. And you can't call your car insurance people about this. What insurance was she supposed to have unless she had Obamacare, which has a medical device? But then I can promise you that the deductible gonna swallow up that $2,000. So she might well take her ass on down there and pay this hill. But anyway, she's suing me for $2,100 for her trip to the ER that night. I'm not responsible for her injury. Yeah, you did. You shot at her, caused her to fall. Anyway, I think my boyfriend is responsible and she should sue him instead. Okay. This has created a major conflict in our relationship. He wants me to pay it so we can get on with our lives. If you don't pay my side chick this money so we can get on with our lives, he won't even give me half the money. If it wasn't for him cheating, she wouldn't have fallen in that parking lot if you hadn't shot at her. Should my boyfriend pay up or is this all my fault? Why are y'all together?
Yes. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
Facebook.
Best
letter I've had this year.
Yes, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.